This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I have a very cool thing to talk with you about, but I've got Aaron and Linda who are patiently waiting for me, so I'm going to defer my remarks to Aaron and Linda. Aaron, you get to start. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's such a pleasure to speak to you. I've been listening, I think, since the early 90s. I'm not sure when you first came to this area, and I've always been a big fan. And I have a question and a problem, but also I wanted to mention, as I mentioned to the screener, that I have your book, Getting Unstuck, which I love. And what I like about it is I think it gives me more insight as to what you do on the radio. You know, I kind of understand the importance of the question and all of that a little bit better. So I would like to recommend it, you know, to all your readers, all your listeners who may be not aware of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. It really
I'm glad it's helpful.
Pardon?
Cool. In what way did it change your perspective, Aaron?
Well, I think I had a lot of misperceptions about interpersonal relationships. You know, I guess I was a little bit backward. In terms of emotional intelligence, I was a little bit backward. So on the radio, you hear bits and pieces of what you're saying. So it doesn't seem like a coherent system. I mean, it all sounds right, you know, but it doesn't seem like a coherent system.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Of course.
But the booklet made it into more a coherent system, which really, you know, I think it opened up some things. But the other thing is I kept on failing those pop quizzes, you know, so I have a long way to go. And I thought, well, let me get a shortcut, you know, instead of, like, struggling through the book to kind of answer my problem at the moment, let me, you know, call up. Since you're right here and I had the day off, I thought, well, you know, let me just give a call.
Perfect, perfect. Let me just comment on your comment real quickly, which is you're absolutely right. The books give me an opportunity to, as you say, sort of give an overall perspective as opposed to just giving little bits and pieces as pertains to whatever your question is. Because I feel on the program, you have a specific issue. There are people behind you. So the point is to give you as much as I think is necessary to solve the problem. But you're right. Books can give you a much more global, and I love the word coherent, overview, so thanks. So tell me what your specific
is. In a way, you're too modest because I never hear you mention it on the air, you know, and I'm thinking, I think a lot of your listeners would really love that book.
Well, I've written 14 of them, so you can go to the website and sort of there's Dating for Dummies, there's Nobody's Perfect, there's A Jungle Out There, Jane. So I just feel like the program shouldn't be one big infomercial for me, but thank you, and my mother thanks you, and my publishers thank you.
Okay, so here's my question. Days ago, I was locked out of my apartment. My key didn't work, so I called the locksmith. And so he came, broke down the door, you know, he put a new lock in. And he before he did that, he quoted me a price, which was kind of high, but I live in a high-cost city. And I said, I guess so, you know. And I agreed to it, and I, you know, gave him my credit. Well, first he asked for cash, by the way, which I thought was kind of weird. And I gave him my credit card, thankfully, and he accepted it, and he left. And then I noticed a few things. I noticed that the lock wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I have a very high-end lock, a very expensive one, and he replaced it with a really cheap one. But the other thing I noticed was that the receipt had the interest was like way off. You know, first of all, it was a big fee to begin with. It was like $600+.
Whoa.
Instead of the sales tax being 8.75%, which I think it is, it was something like 13%. So then, like the next morning when I was looking this over, I thought, well, let me call him up. And when I called him up, he had like an answering machine on, which I thought was strange. And the machine answered like in a foreign language, and then it switched to English. So then I thought, well, let me call the city's helpline about this. So I called it up, and they said, well, you know, what's his address? So I looked on the receipt. There was no address. There was no name of the company. There was no phone number. And most importantly, there was no license. He, in this jurisdiction, locksmiths are supposed to be licensed. So I called up the Department of Consumer Affairs, and they said, yes, you know, you're right. All of that should be on there. And but this is kind of like a funny catch-22. In order for them to pursue it, you have to have the address, you know, but there was no address on the receipt.
How did you get a hold of this guy's name to begin with?
Well, on the Internet. And this is kind of quirky, but I don't have a smartphone. I don't have Internet at home. And I was out on the street. So I went to, like, you know, a cyber cafe, and it was closing, you know. So in the last 15 minutes, I, you know, copied down as many numbers as I could, and that was one of them.
Okay.
And I kind of discovered something that I subsequently found out more about that I think your listeners might be interested in. Apparently, this kind of scam is nationwide. A lot of so-called locksmiths advertise for locality, but the phone call goes to, like, a national call center or something. And so there's, in other words, there's a lot of fly-by-night locksmiths in the entire country, according to the Internet research I was doing yesterday. So anyway, when I was speaking, I had a wonderful person at the city agency, and she was telling me, her name was Joy also, and she was telling me, you know, my various options. And basically, this is what I'm thinking of doing at the moment. And I kind of want to run it by you to think if I'm on the right track or not. So I do want to pay the guy because he did come and he did perform a service, you know. But he didn't really represent his service properly. You know, I didn't get the lock that I thought I was going to get. Plus, the interest is way, way off. And I think there's a law against that. Plus, in this jurisdiction, you're supposed to be a licensed locksmith. And apparently he's not licensed. So if he is, you know, there's no way of finding out what his license number is. Plus, I don't have the address. No, he's breaking a lot of rules, in other words.
Right.
So I called up my credit card, and I put a freeze on the thing.
Yep.
And so I told him, you know, it's not that I don't want to pay him anything, because he did perform a service, and I do want to pay him something. But I don't want to pay the whole thing because I think that was fraudulent. So they said, yes, that's the way. I've never challenged a credit card thing before, so I wasn't quite sure what the process is. So I said, can I do that, you know, if I challenge it? Said, yes, you know, we'll hear your side of the story. We'll hear his side of the story. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. But in the meantime, you know, I've been speaking to lawyers and stuff, and they said, you better change your lock, you know. So what I was thinking of doing was calling a more reputable licensed locksmith, having him change the lock to the one that I really wanted in the first place, and then deducting that from the bill. Now, overall, I'm still paying far too much, but to be fair to everybody, it seems like that's the fairest way to do it.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And I had a similar situation. I had a cab driver who decided I was a tourist from out of town and took me the long way, and I said essentially the same thing to the credit card company, of I owe him this amount of money, but the other, this is fraudulent, and that's exactly what they did. They because I think it was an $80 cab fare that should have been $45, and so I said I'm willing to pay him the $45. I can't remember if that included tip or not. And so I challenged the other 35, and that's exactly what happened. I think I agree with you. I think that's why he wanted cash, not a credit card, because a credit card, you can challenge it. The other thing is that I might do if I were you is the credit card company, because he submitted the charge, will have more information about how to. Right. They'll at least have a bank account, and that may be useful to you.
And they did, as a matter of fact. They gave me the name of the company, you know, the billing name at least.
Yeah, and you may want to call them as well, because it may be that it's not reputable, it's just a little careless. And I might get in touch with the company as well. But I also agree with a relative who said, if I were you, I'd change the lock. And one of the things you may do, although check with a credit card company or with the locksmith, is to buy your own lock. And and so you have that in hand, and you're not being charged a surcharge for them picking it up for you, or at least ask them. But that's what I would do. I would challenge the overage. I would get a new lock, and it should be $600. They have that little. It's more than it should be. And you also may want to figure out why your key didn't work. Absolutely. Let me put you on hold. We'll be right back. We'll do a little more Aaron, a little of Linda, and we have room for you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Aaron, who had a less than positive experience with a locksmith. My experience with a locksmith was that this guy came and had this little piece of aluminum foil that he went ding, ding, ding. And this was a while ago, and he charged me $250. And I said, where do I buy one of those? And he said, it's illegal for you to have one. But why did your key not work? Do you know?
No, something similar happened a few years ago, and I bought a spray, and it seemed either coincidence it helped it or it actually helped. But
WD-40, which is graphite,
yeah. Stuck. And that's what I thought I would do this time, but of course the spray was in my apartment, and it was too late in the day for me to go to a hardware store and buy the spray. So that's why I call a locksmith. But now the other side of the question, and this is what I thought of doing, and I'm probably not going to do, but I feel a little bit guilty about not doing it, is tea is very illegal, you know, like not having a license and not having that information on a receipt. And one course of action I was thinking of was report them to the Department of Consumer Affairs. But on the other hand, I'm thinking that's kind of, but they originally couldn't take it because I didn't have the address. But I'm doing a little investigation, and I think I'm going to get the address. So, but I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't do that because that would be perceived as spiteful, you know, as mean-spirited.
Not necessarily. I think it'd be that you're protecting other people from this. It would seem to me you can wait on that option. I would go ahead and do your investigation and then get in touch with the company and say, I'm thinking about doing this unless you can convince me that I shouldn't. And so leave it to them that either they can clean up their act or you can go ahead and provide information for other consumers. So because somebody else could be just as ripped off and might not be as resourceful as you've been in protecting yourself. The thing that occurred to me, and I guess the major reason I would be concerned about this, when you talked about a locksmith who really didn't give you a legitimate receipt and wasn't licensed and charged more than the tax would allow, is that he has the keys to your apartment.
Right.
And that would seem to me, although I've got to tell you, maybe this is an example of crooks not being very smart, or maybe he's not a crook, he's just not very smart. But if I were going to be a crook that was going to, as a fake locksmith, have keys to your apartment so I could break in when you weren't there, I would charge you, I would make you so happy.
Right.
I would put such a great lock on there, and I would say, look, I'm not going to charge you tax because obviously this is a real problem for you. I would be so nice so that you would recommend me to all your friends as opposed to create a problem so that I would change the lock.
I would
do a little more investigation. Then you get in touch with the company and say, this is the issue, and if you can explain to me how you'll remedy the situation, I would be perfectly content. And if not, go ahead and file, because you'll protect the next person.
Right, right. Okay. I'm sorry?
I said okay.
Oh, okay. So thank you very much, Dr. Brown. And it's
Aaron,
a pleasure, after all these years, finally speaking to you.
Well, thank you. Good luck. I would change my lock, though, and I would change it pretty quickly.
Yeah, like today.
Like today.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Aaron, thanks for your call, and thanks for the kind words. 855-993-7569. Linda, you're on the air. How am I going to help you?
Yes, I have a granddaughter and a great-grandson. She had her son when she was 17 years old.
Okay.
And her fiancé moved, her and her fiancé were living with my daughter, and when after they had the baby.
Right.
And he kind of took over. She never seemed to bond with my grandson, great-grandson. And she started going out all the time and became paranoid. And, she just completely changed. And she'd be staying out all night and wouldn't come home for days. And the fiancé, we tried to have an intervention, and he called her, he texted her and told her not to come because we were there, and he never wanted us to talk to her. He didn't mind
How old was he?
He was the same age, 17.
They were babies, yeah. Okay.
They're both babies and very selfish little babies, and so anyway, it got worse and worse that he was doing all the washing of the clothes and doing everything. But there were piles of clothes in the basement where they were living. And it was just a mess down there. Knives were left open. Well, it got to the point where my granddaughter was gone more than she was there. And one morning she took a knife to her fiancé's neck and threatened to kill him. And that was in front of the baby. And so anyway, it got really bad. And my daughter finally said, when the baby was 16 months old, she said, we've got to part ways here. You know, I was having a nervous breakdown and this isn't working out. And so they, my granddaughter's father, which, you know, was in her life maybe, you know, she'd seen maybe a week, a year. And so he convinced them to move 8 hours away with him. And she got real mad at my daughter and us and said that my daughter kicked her out and left her out on the street, was going to leave her on the street and everything. And she's bitter. And so anyway, on the internet, well, I left out a part two. SRS was called on her right before they left. And so.
Why?
Well, because she was gone all the time and the fiance was sleeping.
Who called the SRS?
We're not quite sure. It could have been some of those people she was hanging out with, because when she quit hanging out, they were quite mad at her and upset. So we don't know for sure.
More likely a neighbor. I don't think her 17-year-old friends would probably care one way or the other particularly, but the neighbors probably wouldn't. Okay, so how old's the child now?
18 months.
Okay, and living with her father?
Her father, yes, they're living with her father and his wife and his stepson. And we went up there to visit a week and a half ago. And on the internet, his family, her dad's family, were testing us out on Facebook and saying that we were the ones that reported her, and we were calling us filthy names and everything. And so they've really never liked our family. And so I think they were all talking against us and to them. So when we went up there after we visited, when my great-grandson saw my daughter,
let me stop you for a minute, Linda. We'll come back and start pick up the narrative here for just a second. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800- 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So that's what Linda's done. She has a granddaughter who was a mom at 17, which I don't think is what anybody would recommend. She now has an 18-month-old son. She's living with her dad. Dad is not very happy and is making a public statement of his unhappiness and disapproval of his former wife and her family on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. So where are we going on this?
Okay. I babysat him every day, you know, from the time he was born until 16 months when they left, and my daughter was with them when she wasn't at work at night and then all weekend.
Yeah.
And so he bonded with her as his mother. And so anyway, and another reason, you know, she said we've got to part ways is my granddaughter stole money and checks from her and computers. And
does your granddaughter have a drug problem?
Well, see, we don't know. And
Well, you did. You were around her for the last year and a half almost. Just the last 2 months, you don't know.
But we felt she was taking drugs, but she swore on up and down she wasn't, that she was just drinking and, oh, she told her sister she was just drinking and smoking marijuana. But
is marijuana legal where you are?
No.
Yeah.
No, it is not. So anyway, it got so bad with her stealing and threatening her fiancé, and her fiancé just doesn't care that she's like that, and he's kind of put the baby onto my daughter. But anyway, when they went they moved 8 hours away, and we went to visit, and because on the internet, then on Facebook also, they were posting pictures of them, my granddaughter's uncle on the other side, that him and his family came to visit there, and they brought guns. And so here my granddaughter's holding this gun, a big rifle type thing, and her fiance has this pistol or whatever it was in his hand, and my great grandson is touching the gun. And that's what she's moved into. And the uncle, they had a video on there, and my great-grandson, he kept chasing my great-grandson, and my great-grandson laid down on the floor, and the uncle got down beside him, and my great-grandson pushed him away, and he shoved my great-grandson's face away.
What's the question to me at this point, Linda?
Okay, we don't know. I mean, she won't let us have him come back and visit for a week at a time, once in a, you know, every few months or anything. And when he saw my daughter, he was so excited. He just grabbed her. And we don't know at this point what to do. You know, can we get grandparents' rights? Or?
Well, it's a good question. Where I would probably start is with your granddaughter saying, and to say, look, you're very young, and I think tossing her out was, I understand why, but was not probably the world's best move, because at least when she was around, you had access to the child and some control over her. So one of the possibilities is to say, because sooner or later she's going to run afoul of her father as well, and to say, you can come back, we'll make some rules. But if you can negotiate a deal with her, and she may be very bribable, you can say to her, we'll watch, we'll take care of the baby, and we'll set you and your fiancé up in an apartment, and you guys can finish high school and think about college, and we'll have temporary custody, because she may be willing to give up temporary custody if you make the deal, if you bribe her, essentially. Because she no more wants that to take care of that kid at this moment than she wants to, you know, be in, you know, to join a convent. I mean, she's 17. They were too young to have the kid. They're not very responsible people. So, and I know that your daughter was in some way trying to instill some values in her daughter, but it's not the way to do it. I mean, especially a kid who's as out of control as this one is. So the first thing I would try is just negotiating with her, because the law is really unclear. She is living with a parent. She does have, she is the legal parent of the small child. So suing for grandparents' rights is possible, but you'd really have to prove that she was, there are two ways of doing it. One is just suing for grandparents' rights, which are the right to see the child. The other is for temporary custody of the child, which means you'd have to prove that she's an incompetent mother, which may be possible, but that's a bridge that's, once it's burned, it's going to be really hard to put it back together. So the first thing I would try is just to try negotiating with a 17-year-old or she's now 18, I suppose, we'll set you and your boyfriend up in an apartment. We'll take care of the kid, the little boy during the week. You can have him on the weekends. We'll help both of you to start, to finish high school if you haven't finished high school, to start college or junior college or whatever. Because, as I said, sooner or later she's going to bounce out of her father's situation as well. I mean, he's going to make a rule that she can't live with, and then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be where do I go now? So if you can head that off and have some consistency in the 18-month-old's life, that's probably the way to start. If you can't, you're probably going to have to get a lawyer. And the question is, do you get a lawyer to sue for grandparents, for grandparent rights, or for custody? And the lawyer can tell you what the likelihood is, but to get custody, you'd have to prove that she's an incompetent parent, which sounds like you may be able to do. If nothing else, the pictures on the internet with the kid in around guns, depending on the state that you're in, would probably not make a family court judge very happy. So talk with her first and see if you can't bribe her. And if you can bribe her, you need to get something in writing that says, even if she just signs it with a crayon, that says, we'll take care of Junior during the week. You can have him on the weekends. We'll set you up at a house.
Well, we already tried that, and she said she is never coming back here. She's never coming back.
Well, but I'm not suggesting she comes back to live in the house. That sounds like that's not very viable, but that you guys set her up in some place nearby.
Well, she won't come nearby. She won't. She said she's not coming back to the state, and her dad.
Well, the other thing is taking the child out of state. Of course, it is her child.
Yeah, but she's on probation because she...
From whom for what?
She stole $800 from her work. And
oh, dear.
So she was...
She's on probation in the state in which she lives? She was living?
She was living in, but they gave her permission to move to the other state.
Does she still have to check in with her parole officer?
Yes, but I guess in the state she's in now.
Well, as I said, I would talk with a lawyer. You may just have to wait this out a little bit. She's only been there 2 months. And my guess is within the next couple of months, everything will hit the fan again. And she may be more willing to make a move or to make a compromise. But if you sue her for custody, that's going to burn a bridge. There's no question, because you're going to have to prove she's an incompetent parent, which sounds like it's very feasible to do, but it's going to make things a lot messier. What about her father? Does your daughter have any ability to deal with her ex-husband?
Well, see, that was the problem. You know, we convinced my daughter to talk to my granddaughter's dad when we were having all this problem and didn't know what to do. And she said, you know, he'll turn on us. And we said, we've got to give him a chance. He's a dad. And well, now he's, my daughter told him the situation and everything. Well, now he's turned it on my daughter with my granddaughter and said, your mother said all these bad things about you and your fiance, and he's an alcoholic, according to my other granddaughter that's 16.
Yeah, I think what I would do is I would go to, for right now, I would continue to have some kind of relationship with your granddaughter and encourage your daughter to have some kind of relationship with her daughter, just because having a bridge there is and wait it out a little bit. In the meantime, talk to a lawyer and see what your rights are. But I think you may have to wait this out a little bit longer, unfortunately, and see if you can see the child occasionally. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, Linda's call is really heartbreaking for everybody concerned, but mostly for an 18-month-old child for whom his primary caregivers have just disappeared from his life. And it sort of gave me a painful flashback. I at one point was doing a lot of work at Covenant House, and at one point they said, you're going to have to testify in court. There was, and to stay at Covenant House, you had to be under 21. And there was a woman who by definition had to be under 21. She'd had four children. One of them, I think, had been adopted when, I think he was four and he'd been adopted. One was a 2-year-old who had been in foster care for 2 years. One was about, I guess, a year old, and then there was a newborn, and the newborn had actually died of dehydration, which takes about 10 days, so that's neglect. And they wanted, because she'd lost that child, she decided she wanted, the 2-year-old was about to come up for adoption, for permanent placement, and they wanted me to go to court, and I said, and testify as to what? They said, well, that the biological parent wants, she wants her kid back, and I said, I won't do it. that I'm sure she's a lovely person. I'm sure she loves her child, but she's incapable of taking care of a child. And this child, the only parents he's known are his foster parents, and I think she should have the right to visit him. But I won't testify that he should be returned to her strictly on the basis it's the biological parent. And some people are... I am not in favor of 17-year-olds having children. I don't think anybody is. But having said that, I know, and I'm sure all of you know, that there are 17-year-olds who rise to the challenge and become terrific moms and terrific people and terrific dads. So the age is not the only determinant. It is a huge disadvantage to be that young. I mean, I was not a whole lot older than that when I had my daughter, but it was different circumstances. I was just in a hurry and had done everything early, but I had a college degree by the time I had my kid. And which isn't to say that education is the primary determinant, but there are people who rise to the challenge and people who don't. I don't think the rule should be exclusively if you're under 21, you shouldn't have a child. I also don't think the rule should be exclusively if you're the biological parent, you have unquestionable right to raising that child. So, as a society, I think we need to be clear. If nothing else, we need to be clear about birth control. Let's be honest about that. The idea that kids are going to refrain from sex until they're old enough to be able to parent is ridiculous. It's never been true. It will never be true. And therefore, what we need to do is make sure that if they have sex, that they don't have unwanted pregnancies. Because bringing a child in this world having a child is easy. I know it's not comfortable, but it's easy. What it takes to get pregnant and to raise a child have nothing in common with one another. So, as far as I'm concerned, you can have sex and swing from the chandeliers, but you can't have a child. I think there should be the same kind of test that you have to take for a driver's license, because you're going to do a lot more damage to a child than you're very likely going to do in a car. Granted, you can do more damage to more people in a car, but as far as I'm concerned, when everybody's born, they get a little something or other, a little chip, and that allows them to have sex, but not to procreate until they've passed an exam. And then, I mean, it seems to me that we're probably close, not very far away from being able to do that. And I know it brings up all sorts of other issues about who determines who's capable of having a child. But I mean, that kind of story, Linda's stories, just breaks your heart. I mean, because not only is it creating a family crisis and a zoo and hurt feelings and broken hearts, but think about that 18-month-old child who's essentially known only the grandmother as his primary caregiver and hasn't seen her for 2 months. Okay, 855-993-7569. What do I have here, about 3 minutes, Jacob?
Yep.
All right, I really don't want to start. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick day in history. Maybe we can do that.
Okay.
This is certainly something I'm in favor of. It's Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Definitely in favor of aviation maintenance, even if I can't say it. Scavenger hunt. When's the last time you were on a scavenger hunt? We used to do that all the time when we were in, I guess, junior high school, and even in college. We would have bigger and better hunts. Do they even have those anymore? Have you ever been on a scavenger hunt?
I don't think I've ever done one. I know what they are, obviously.
I think they've fallen out. You do know what they are.
Yeah.
You have a list.
Yeah.
And I remember in high school, we, for some reason, I think ours was a bigger and better. And the idea is that you get one, and in theory, you're not supposed to steal anything. But we had, like the little garden gnomes that we got out of. But the one I remember, the one that convinced me that I should perhaps not do this anymore, was we had a blinking yield sign from a construction site, and we had it in the car, and we didn't know how to make it stop blinking. And why we weren't stopped by a cop and arrested and thrown in jail is still not clear to me. And we tried to put, like, T-shirts over it, a blinking light that could be seen to warn people that you've got a construction site. Turn out to have pretty high wattage. So for those of you who are thinking about organizing a scavenger hunt or a bigger and better hunt, let me suggest you not do that. unless you want me to bail you out. It's National Escargot Day. There's, remember the jokes about escargot? Look at that escargot. Escargot, never mind. You know what escargot is?
Yeah. I think so.
What it's do you like think an escargot snails? Is? It's not like snails. It is a snail.
Right. That's
yeah. Nice with lots of garlic. Snails. Yeah, butter and garlic. And sometimes
I've never
parmesan.
Had it. Are they good?
They actually, if you can get past the fact that you're eating a worm, they actually are. If you like, I mean, if you like butter and garlic, I mean, what's not to like about butter and garlic?
Right.
It's very tasty and very rich, but you have to get past the notion that you're eating a worm. Mm-hmm. And if you can get past that, remember we did that interview with a guy who was called Bugs that says that that's the answer to the world health problem is just that's where the proteins are because there are a lot more of them than there are of us. So if we just start eating them, that we don't have to worry about food shortages. Although the issue with food shortage is really not food shortage per se. It's food distribution. There is a story today which is upsetting, having to do with food storage and food distribution, which is the Minnesota farmers are warned not to plant Monsanto's latest Roundup soybeans because it hasn't been tested. Do you know what Roundup is?
It's a weed killer, isn't it?
It absolutely is. The reason I know about Roundup is I had an apartment that had a water view until the trees started growing, and then I had a tree view, and somebody said, we'll just get some Roundup, and apparently if you put it on the roots of trees, it will kill trees, but if it's right in front of your window, you're probably going to be highly suspect. But Monsanto has apparently put something in so that it's the soybeans are resistant to Roundup. Roundup is a serious, serious weed killer. So the fact that it's resistant to it makes everyone nervous, including Minnesota farmers. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.